The Year in Stamps, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries.
Start spreading the news.
One of the key stamp collecting news stories of 2008 was stamps we knew were inevitable and well-deserved. The Frank Sinatra stamp was issued and a Bob Hope stamp was announced for 2009. U.S. collectors found it increasingly difficult to soak used stamps off envelopes, and now Britain has announced it's planning similar security measures to prevent the reuse of stamps. Is it really that much of a problem?
It was a very good year.
Not for the American Philatelic Society, the nation's largest stamp collecting organization. Its well-liked president, Nick Carter, died after a long illness, and membership dropped sharply because of a big dues increase. On the other hand, the APS put the 19th century Headsville Post Office on display in Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. The Smithsonian had planned to put it in storage. And several previously unknown rare stamps sold for record amounts, showing that market is still strong. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.